This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another thank you to all of you for buying my new book, Trump Rules, over the weekend. Some people contacted me and said when they tried to buy it at Amazon, it said out of stock. I mean, it may be sold out at this point, but other people told me they tried and they got through this afternoon, so maybe they got a new shipment in. So they're just selling fast like hotcakes. Trump Rules is my new book about the fact, it's the only book I know of. It's very unique. It's almost like the book is half about Trump and the rules that made him President of the United States and leader of the free world and incredible billionaire businessman and amazing reality TV show producer and all the things he's done, businessman, real estate, branding expert. And the other half of the book is about little son of a butcher, Wayne Allen Root, who used the Trump rules, put him into my life, modeled Trump. I wanted to be like Trump from the age of 18 on, and look at the things I achieved. Amazing. So it's proof that anybody can use the Trump rules. Let me give you an example. I wanted to be Jimmy the Greek, and you go, what's the proof of that? Well, in 1977, 16-year-old Wayne Root was written up in newspapers all around the United States, Gannett newspaper chain. The title of the story, I think you can find it if you Google it, Betting Whiz Kid Wants to Be Jimmy the Greek or Wants Jimmy the Greek's Job. And I was 16 years old, and fast forward 10 years, and I became Jimmy the Greek's partner on national TV. Unheard of. In a country of 300 million people, I made my dream come true with the Trump rules. At the age of 21, the day I graduated Columbia, I was asked by the New York State Republican Party chairman at the time, Anthony Calavita, to be a candidate for major office in New York State, and I did it. I ran for office at the age of 21. I believe maybe since then it's changed, but at the time, I think I was the youngest Republican candidate in the history of New York State for county legislator in Westchester County, 21 years old. I was certainly one of the youngest political candidates in the history of New York State. Because you can't be younger than 21, I don't think. I mean, if you can be 18, I doubt anyone's ever done it. And I became one of the youngest TV hosts and anchorman in American TV on CNBC. Hosted 5 shows, and I became a best-selling author. And became the king of Vegas sports gambling, as the media dubbed me. And decided I wanted to be Rush Limbaugh and got a nationally syndicated radio show in politics. Decided I wanted to be Bill O'Reilly, wound up on TV with my own show. And Bill O'Reilly on the show twice a week. I became a self-made millionaire at the age of 29 and bought a home on the beach in Malibu. Now, when you think about it, all my success, politics, business, television, publishing, and gambling, sound familiar? The exact same careers as Donald J. Trump. And I was playing with the Trump rules. So you could do the same thing. You could change your life. You don't have to be a billionaire. The odds are none of us are ever going to be billionaires. But you want something in life, you will go get it because of the Trump rules. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump. That's my new book. Go get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The Winner's Guide to Business and Personal Success, Trump Rules. All right, so let me jump to a couple things. First of all, we all know the election was stolen. Every one of us knows it was stolen. And I'll get to all of that in a moment. You know, it's what happened in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia, impossible. The theft overnight and suddenly hundreds of thousands of ballots found. And, oh, by the way, all of them just happen to be in Biden's name? Impossible. And this just in, this is more interesting news just in. The former Dominion, that's who counted the votes, Dominion, those are the voting machines. Dominion project manager helped execute a $25 million contract with the state of Michigan while working as a Democrat mayor at the same time. How's that legal? How's that not an incredible conflict of interest? Mayor Kelly Garrett is a proud former deputy director of the Michigan Democrat Party. Michigan Governor Whitmer thought so much of Garrett, she appointed her to the Commission on Community Action and Economic Development. And at the same time, she was acting as mayor of Lathrop Village, Michigan. She was working as a full-time project manager customer relations manager for Dominion Voting Systems. And according to her LinkedIn resume, she started working at Dominion in May of 2017, put a $25 million contract with the state of Michigan showing Kelly's name as one of the Dominion representatives executing the deal is dated March 1st, 2017. 2 years after executing the $25 million Dominion Voting Systems deal with the state of Michigan, Mayor Kelly became deputy director of the Michigan Democrat Party. Internet sleuth Gavin Mario Wax was the first to discover the interesting information about the Democrat elected official slash Dominion Voting Systems project manager. Do you think Dominion was in on the fix? The State of Michigan Central Procurement Services contract between the State of Michigan and Dominion Voting Systems was executed in the amount of $24,875,000. The initial effective date, March 1st, 2017, Cheryl Holmes, Dominion State Project Manager, and Kelly Garrett, that's the gal in question, Dominion Customer Services Relations Manager, are the Dominion representatives whose names appear on the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget contract. You talk about the fix is in. On her LinkedIn account, Garrett mentions how she was recently appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to the Commission on Community Action and Economic Opportunity. She mentions she's currently the chair of the Southfield Lathrop Democratic Party, as well as the co-chair of the 14th Congressional District Screening and Endorsement Committee. The whole thing is a joke. It's a travesty. Our nation has been sold down the river by Democrat frauds. But let's go a step further. So I opened the first hour with the same thing. Not voter fraud, a big issue, but, you know, Trump's the one who's got to win that one, not Wayne Root. Trump and his lawyers have got to win that one, and I'm hopeful big news is coming out soon. Matter of fact, a big meeting has been called at the White House of all the lawyers involved in this, and I have no idea. I have no idea what that meeting's about. All I can tell you is a kind of an emergency meeting has been called. Here it is, a report. President Trump's legal team summoned to the White House for an emergency meeting, for a 2 p.m. meeting, as reported by Newsmax White House correspondent Emerald Robinson. Now, who knows what that means? Maybe he's giving up and saying the election's over, or maybe he's saying, oh my God, we got him. I sure hope it's, oh my God, we got him. But I don't want to be on the record as saying it's, oh my God, we got him, and then it's, oh my God, we don't have him, we're giving up. I mean, I hope and pray it's not that. I've read my own book, Trump Rules, and I know what I think of Trump. He never gives up, so I don't believe he's going to give up. But all I could tell you is something big is brewing at the White House one way or the other. And based on what Rudy Giuliani's been saying, based on what Lynn Wood's been saying, based on what Sidney Powell's been saying, God, so many names to remember. Sidney Powell's been saying, these are all Trump's key legal team members. They say that they are overturning this election. That's what they say. So I got to assume this meeting is a good meeting, not a bad one. And in Georgia, breaking news, Trump gains at least 1,600 votes in a Georgia recount after Floyd County finds 2,600 ballots not counted. How can there be 2,600 ballots not counted? How is that even possible? How is that possible? You know? And the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, agrees with me. He wants elections director to step down after Floyd County finds 2,600 uncounted ballots. But I don't even trust the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, because my understanding is he's another one who sold us out down the river. But again, I'll say allegedly. Allegedly seems like a bad guy, based on what I read over the weekend. That he also was in charge of selling these Dominion systems and got some sort of piece of the action. But again, these are all rumors. You don't know what's true and what's not. I know what's true for sure. Lockdowns will destroy our economy. And I opened 3 o'clock hour West Coast, which is 6 o'clock East Coast, the beginning of my show, hour one. I opened on this very topic. Lockdowns will destroy our economy. Governor Newsom announces a new COVID lockdown order, punishes Orange County with the most restrictive tier, closes indoor dining and gyms, possible statewide curfew. These people are crazy. He was recently caught attending a birthday party for one of his political advisors with people from different households. He didn't listen to his own rules. Just like our tyrant here, Governor Sisolak, was out all the time and wound up getting COVID while he's asking us to stay home. So he moved Orange County, California, to the most restrictive tier. And Orange County just flipped 2 congressional seats red. So Newsom responded by crushing Orange County's Republican residents and small business owners. 40 out of 58 California counties just moved backwards and fell multiple tiers down. They have four different COVID tiers. Purple's the most restrictive tier, where nearly all indoor businesses are closed, and yellow is the least restrictive. So he moves Orange County into purple, the most restrictive. At any moment, Newsom can move a county to a different tier and completely destroy its businesses. Every single county in Southern California, including OC, Orange County, is now in the most restrictive purple tier. 3.2 million people in Orange County. And they've had 1,500 COVID deaths in the last 8 months. And I'm telling you, the COVID cases are badly exaggerated. 1,500 deaths probably means like 300 deaths from COVID. And the rest, they wanted that $39,000 bounty. Every hospital wants that bounty for reporting everyone's death as COVID. You can't close 3 million people for 1,500 deaths, almost all of whom are old people who are sitting in nursing homes. It's ridiculous. But here's the study. Here's the study you got to know about. Even military-enforced extreme lockdown is of no use against COVID-19. Who came up with that study? The New England Journal of Medicine. Extreme quarantine plus frequent testing and, you know, masks at all times and isolation did nothing to stop COVID-19. Are we the stupidest country in the world? And it's not just us, it's every country. Is every world leader a maniac or a hateful communist? And they all want to destroy the economy? It's a fact. Lockdowns do nothing except destroy the economy. But they do nothing for COVID. Zero. Zero zip zilch. Nothing. I will read you the story when we get back that proves they do nothing. In the meantime, let me mention one more time, I'm so proud of my book, Trump Rules, and I'm so proud and thankful to all of you and honored that you went and got it. It's a great Christmas gift. Get it and put it under the tree for any Trump fan in your life. Trump Rules at Amazon.com by Wayne Allyn Root. Not a political book, a business book, a making money book, baby. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, I met John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. I've started the program, and I'll share updates with you over the next 88 days. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out out hundreds of amazing testimonials. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Let yours be one of them. Energized Health offers 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated and have helped thousands over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the master class or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get the WAR Action discount. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, there's so much going on and so much breaking news. I'm not even sure what this means exactly, but I'm checking on it over the next few minutes, and I'm sure I'll come back with an answer for you. Donald J. Trump just tweeted out, big victory moments ago in the state of Nevada. The all-Democrat county commissioner race, I don't know what he means by all-Democrat county commissioner race, on same ballot as president, just thrown out because of large-scale voter discrepancy. Clark County officials do not have confidence in their own election security. Major impact. What that all means, I don't know. I assume it's my friend Stavros Anthony, who was, I think he's behind by 10 votes. And no one knows. These things are amazing. 10 votes. Quite amazing. And that originated, show this thread. I mean, this all must have just happened. Yeah, it is. It's Stavros Anthony, District C race, 10-vote margin. That's my friend Stavros Anthony. So what? It still makes the point. Sure. Call Andrew. Andrew knows Stavros' number. Andrew calls him all the time. It still makes the point that there is no election security. Don't you understand that? No one knows what happened. These people are stealing elections. Wouldn't that be great if Stavros wins? That would be great. He only lost by 10 votes for District C, Clark County Commissioner. And they're considering a revote or a special election. They should revote the country for president. If you think Stavros Anthony was ripped off in Clark County, Las Vegas, you should try President Trump in Nevada, in Arizona, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia. That was the election right there. That's a Trump landslide versus a Biden landslide. Flip all those states and it's a Trump landslide. But I want to get back to this lockdown nonsense, this crazy lockdown nonsense. Let me also mention the this study, this military enforced extreme lockdown, the New England Journal of Medicine. And you know what's amazing? This story is in an Israeli newspaper. It's not in an American newspaper. You know why? They won't even print these. If I were to mention this at Twitter, they'd suspend me for 7 days again for mentioning that lockdowns don't work, even though it's proven they don't work. This is the American Institute for Economic Research reporting on a study conducted by the Icahn School of Medicine, as in Carl Icahn, at Mount Sinai in cooperation with the Naval Medical Research Center, sought to test lockdowns along with testing and isolation and found that even a military-enforced extreme quarantine cannot stop COVID-19. In May, 3,143 new Marine recruits were given the option to participate in a study of frequent testing under extreme quarantine. The study was called CHARM, for COVID-19 Health Action Response for Marines. 1,848 Marines agreed to be subjects in this experiment, which included weekly testing, blood sampling, antibody assessment, and anyone who tested positively on the day of enrollment or on day 7 or on day 14 were separated from their roommates and placed in isolation. They faced a stricter regime than existed in civilian life. And it tells you what the regime was. And basically, it's just an extreme lockdown. Wore double-layered cloth masks at all times, indoors and outdoors, except when sleeping or eating, practiced social distancing at least 6 feet, were not allowed to leave campus, did not have access to personal electronics and other items that might contribute to surface transmission, washed their hands, slept in double occupancy rooms with sink, ate in shared dining facilities, and used shared bathrooms. All recruits cleaned their rooms daily, sanitized bathrooms after each use with bleach wipes, and ate pre-plated meals in a dining hall that was cleaned with bleach after each platoon had eaten. All the instructions and exercises conducted outdoors, all movement supervised. All recruits underwent daily temperature and symptom screening. Six instructors assigned to each platoon worked in 8-hour shifts. You think this is strict enough? Instructors restricted to campus, required to wear masks, provided with pre-plated meals, underwent daily temperature checks themselves, the instructors. And guess what the results were? Just as many people got sick as in the outside world. And it's got no media attention. Wow. And not only that, they said, wait, it gets better. The New England Journal of Medicine study results were that the virus still spread, though 90% of those who tested positive were asymptomatic. 2% of the CHARM recruits still contracted the virus, even if all but one remained asymptomatic. Our study showed a group of predominantly young male military recruits, 2% became positive for COVID during a 2-week strictly enforced quarantine. Comparing those results with the control group, it's the same rate. You've achieved nothing with the strictest lockdown in the world. You've ruined people's quality of life and bankrupted their businesses. And nobody wants to report on this. But Wayne Alaroot does. Don't lock us down.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch. The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America.
This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna.
The U.S. military is crafting a plan to withdraw forces from Iraq and Afghanistan in the coming weeks. The order is calling for roughly 2,500 troops to be left in both countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. You're a warrior, conservative warrior. And we've got a great guest, I believe the best lawyer in the world, probably the most brilliant strategist you'll ever hear as far as legal strategy is concerned, Alan Dershowitz, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years. He's now Harvard Law Emeritus. His latest book, Guilt by Accusation, is a number one bestseller at Amazon. By the way, just like my new book, Trump Rules, number one in many categories at Amazon as we speak, both politics and business. Trump Rules and Guilt by Accusation, two great books by Alan Dershowitz and Wayne Allen Root. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be in the same company as you. So, yeah, let people read both of our books. I appreciate it. And they should also listen to my podcast. I have a podcast called The Dersh Show, and it's on anywhere you can get podcasts. And I talk about the election all the time and all the issues that divide us and bring us together.
Well, I'm laughing because I have a brand new podcast called War Raw, and it's driving up the charts. And so you and I have podcasts, and we have book deals, and we're kind of in the same world, Alan. So congratulations. Good stuff from both of us. But go check out Alan Dershowitz's podcast, as well as Wayne Root's podcast, and Alan Dershowitz's book, Guilt by Accusation, as well as Wayne Root's book, Trump Rules. Great Christmas gifts there for everybody. Alan, let's talk about this election, because I do believe that the election was stolen. I think it's very clear. Just based on one thing, and I'll let you do all the talking. Forget about Dominion for a minute. Forget about Republicans not allowed in the room when the vote was counted. There were a lot of things that were wrong. But to me, what's most ridiculously over-the-top suspicious is that Biden underperformed Hillary all over the United States except for four cities that determined the four swing states that determined the election. Philadelphia in Pennsylvania and Atlanta in Georgia and Detroit in Michigan and Milwaukee in Wisconsin. Everywhere else in the country, Biden underperformed Hillary. But in those four, Trump had huge leads overnight and he would have won the presidency. And the next morning they magically found hundreds of thousands of ballots, 100% of them against Trump for Biden. And those are the only four cities in America where Biden overperformed Hillary and did it by a mile because of all those additional hundreds of thousands of ballots overnight that only had Biden's name on them, and he outperformed Hillary, and he outperformed all of the Democrat candidates with only his name on the ballots. Isn't that amazing circumstantial evidence that you have a stolen election?
Well, it's certainly worth looking into. Remember that Biden did outperform Hillary Clinton in black areas. He got the nomination by winning South Carolina, a state that went Republican ultimately, but he, with the help of the largely black voters in South Carolina, won that election as well. So it's not necessarily the case that just because he won in cities with large African-American populations that the election was rigged. But we have to look into it. We have to look into everything. I commend the lawyers. You know, there are now movements to try to get the lawyers disbarred because
they're
Trump. No, that's McCarthyism. They, you know, people try to get me disbarred because I spoke on behalf of the president and against impeachment on the floor of the Senate. That's not the way America works. Let the litigation go forward. You know the strategy. The strategy is now not to get 270 for Trump, but to deny Biden 270 and send the election to the House of Representatives. That's his best chance. It would take a perfect storm to do that. It would require that Pennsylvania, Georgia, and at least one other state be reversed and about 36 or 37 electoral votes be taken away from Biden, even if they're not given to Trump. If they're taken away from Biden, and if he doesn't get the 270 when the Electoral College votes, it then goes to the House where Republicans control the state delegations, and so they could make Trump president. That's the strategy of the legal team right now.
All right, so let me ask you, how do we get the perfect storm? If my listeners obviously want that perfect storm, we want Trump as president. I'll tell you why, Alan. You know, it's not like all these horrible lies they tell that Trump is Hitler and Trump's the KKK and Trump's a racist and his people are racist. The only reason I love Trump is because I've had 4 great years of making money and lower taxes and less regulations. It's great for a businessman like Wayne Root, who happens to have a radio show, but I own many businesses, and he's been great for me, and I really do believe with lockdowns coming all over this country and Biden as president, I honestly believe we'll go into a Great Depression and we'll all be hurt so badly we'll just wish, my God, why didn't we have Trump as president?
Well, let's talk about what we agree about, what we disagree about. We agree that any analogy between Trump and Hitler or between the Trump administration and Nazism is totally out of bounds. Number one, it's a form of Holocaust denial. I mean, if you say that, the Trump administration is like the Nazis, what you're saying is the Nazis didn't have gas chambers, they didn't have killing fields, they didn't have ghettos, they didn't have discrimination, they didn't have genocide. It's a totally false analogy. So I agree with you there. I also agree that the economy has done great. Look, today the economy has probably hit the highest in history, largely right. because of the COVID vaccines. But it, for me, it doesn't matter who you voted for or voted against. I went on the floor of the Senate against impeachment, even though I had voted for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Donald Trump the first time around. And so, you know, I want to see every American, every one of them, the 72.3 million who voted for Trump, the 77 whatever million who voted for Biden, I want to see every American satisfied that this was a fair election. I don't want the next 4 years to be like between 1824 and 1828, when every American believed there was a corrupt bargain, and that's what got Andrew Jackson defeated for the presidency and John Quincy Adams elected. I don't want to see that in America. That's why I'd like to see these lawsuits play out. I think the lawyers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I want to know the facts. You've raised some interesting issues, and those issues have to be resolved in a court of law by evidence, not by allegations either way. The problem is you can't get the facts today in the media. You go on one channel and it's all one way. You go on the other channel, it's all the other way. And an American who really wants to know the facts can't find them out. Maybe in a lawsuit they can. That's why I think lawsuits are not a bad idea. So my suggestion, if President Trump were to ask me, it would be continue to litigate, continue to challenge, but start to cooperate with the transition, particularly on two issues, on the COVID and on national security issues. After all, Biden is more likely to be the president, even if all these play out. He's more likely. So at least let's do the transition, and then you can continue to challenge. You don't have to concede. You don't have to stop your lawsuits. But cooperate with the transition, and that, I think, would be the American way to do things.
We're talking with Alan Dershowitz, probably the most celebrated lawyer in America, one of the greatest lawyers in the world, I believe. Just a brilliant guy. I watched your debate with Alan Keyes, and even though you were debating the liberal side, and I'm a huge conservative, Alan, you won me over. I loved you from that moment on. You're the most bright debater I've ever seen in my life. You're up there, guy. So one of these days, I'd like to be honored to be on a stage debating you. Well, I don't know if it's even possible. I don't know if it's even possible to debate you and win, but...
No. Look, I love debating Alan Keyes. I have enormous respect for him. I think the debate was a tie. It was a great debate. It was at a college in Pennsylvania, and we debated the role of religion, and we debated respectfully. We were friends, not like today. Today, right. I go on the floor of the Senate, defend the president. Nobody on Martha's Vineyard will speak to me. You know, I lost 15 pounds on Martha's Vineyard because of the Trump guy. Nobody invites me anymore to dinner. Easy it's for terrible. Me to socially isolate because nobody wants to talk to me.
Alan, let me give you an example of what I've gone through. So I produce reality TV shows, and I've produced three big hits. And my partner at all three is a wonderful Jewish New York liberal. And him and I have been friends for 35 years, and he knows I'm a conservative, and I know he's a liberal. And it's never bothered me in the slightest. It always bothered him. And I always said, just don't talk politics at dinner. Let's talk about producing our TV shows. Every time I said that, he would bring up liberal politics. I'd say, stop. Well, finally, he called me 6 months ago and said, this will be the last call between us ever. You're a representative of the updated version of Adolf Hitler. You fight for Trump. That means you're fighting for Nazis. And as a Jew, I can never be your friend or work with you ever again. Have a nice life. We are no longer speaking, and I've never spoken to him again.
Well, I've gotten that, too. There's a guy who's a prominent Hollywood guy who asked me to help his daughter get into college. I went out of my way. I called the president of the university. I did everything I could. I got her an interview, and eventually she got into the college. And these people won't talk to me anymore because they, too, think I have gotten to the dark side. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand that I'm on the side of the Constitution. I wrote a book about defending Trump. I didn't call it defending Trump. I called it defending the Constitution. That's what I've been doing Look, I would have done the same thing if Hillary Clinton got elected and if she had been impeached on improper grounds. Obviously, if she had been impeached on proper grounds, that would be different. If Trump had been impeached on proper grounds, that would be different. But to impeach him for abuse of power that 44 American presidents have been accused of is just unconstitutional. And I'm going to continue to fight for the Constitution.
Let me ask you a legal question, because I, Wayne Root, have been not banned yet, but suspended by Twitter for 7 days for having an opinion. And the opinion wasn't anything vicious, Alan Dershowitz. The opinion was that lockdowns for COVID don't work. They've been proven not to work all over the world. You don't need a lockdown. You need to be very careful and protect very old, very sick people in nursing homes. But let me open my business. Don't close my business and wipe me out and destroy me and make me broke, because all the places are locked down. Everyone still gets sick, but then they're all broke. I simply said that. And they said, misleading medical information, you are suspended for 7 days. How is that not censorship?
Of course it's censorship. I disagree with you on the merits and will defend your right to say it. You have the right to be wrong. I think you're wrong. But I do think that you have the right to say what you want to say. And, you know, Twitter and all those platforms, Facebook, have a problem. If they have immunity by statute under Section 230, but it's premised on the assumption that they're just a platform, that they don't exercise editorial judgment like newspapers.
Right, right.
But once they start doing what they did to you,
they should lose that, right?
They lose the status of the platform. And I'm
yes.
in favor of changing that. And my former student, Ted Cruz, is leading the campaign for that change.
Hey, Alan, we got to run. We got to run. We're up against the music. I'm sorry. I never want to cut off Alan Dershowitz. Gosh, I feel so bad. You're brilliant. Accusation, number one bestseller on Amazon, my favorite liberal. Alan Dershowitz, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding any injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Wayne Allen, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, you know, it's just such a lie when Democrats say there's no voter fraud in Nevada. It's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Here's a guy that sums it up. He says, Wayne, I was at Smith's Grocery in Sun City. Young Hispanic guy that works there told me he and his mom worked on the Nevada election. He said many people showed up to vote with no valid ID. He told me they were all still allowed to vote. Of course they were. Nobody needs voter ID to vote in Nevada. So who says you're a citizen? You're not. You're letting non-citizens determine elections. Outrageous. X3 Bar is the sponsor of this segment of the show. X3 Exercise Bar. You know I'm Mr. Exercise. I work out 2 hours a day. But X3 makes it all easy. You don't need 2 hours. It's a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance with 16 different research studies showing it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. Not just more effective, studies prove 3 times more effective. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable, easily stored, used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The key component of the X3, key components of the X3 are all made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. The letter X, the number 3, bar, BAR.com. Put in WAR and you save $75. Great, great, great device. 10 minutes a day. My arms look like Popeye. Wow. I've only been using it for a month or so. Probably less. Probably been 3 weeks. Amazing. So, I mentioned that President Trump had summoned his legal team to the White House for an emergency meeting. We don't know yet what that means, good or bad. We have no idea. But it's very clear that massive fraud went on. Project Veritas says the Georgia recount auditors call multiple ballots for Joe Biden that were actually marked for President Trump. It's unbelievable. How is this allowed to go on? How do you trust these elections? Project Veritas says insiders in the Georgia recount that are catching votes wrongly attributed to Joe Biden. The second person was supposed to be checking it right 3 times in 3 minutes. She called out Biden. The second auditor caught it, and she said, no, this is Trump. He continued, now that's just while I was standing there. So does the second checker catch it every time? But this lady, in 3 times in 3 minutes, she got 3 wrong. The RNC monitor told Project Veritas the ballot counter became hostile towards him after he reported her to the election officials. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger ordered an audit and recount of all Georgia ballots. However, officials are not checking signatures. On Monday, it was revealed, meaning today, in Floyd County, Georgia, over 2,600 votes were not counted due to a server error by a Dominion tabulating machine. How do you know this didn't happen everywhere in the United States? And every error just happens to be in an all-conservative county voting for Trump. The votes suddenly found favor Trump almost 2-1, cutting Joe Biden's 14,000-vote lead by about 800 votes. Brad Raffensperger on Monday evening immediately called for the elections director to step down. David Schaffer, chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, said GOP observers... Oh, I lost it. Sorry. I was just reading you this breaking news, and for some reason, it disappeared on me. And so I'm just trying to find you what the Georgia Republican leader said. Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger, I'm just trying to find it here. Here we go. David Schaffer, chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, said GOP observers are limited to one credential monitor for each 10 counting tables. We're being ripped off left and right. There's nobody that could tell a ballot or a signature is wrong when there's one for every 10 counting tables. Congressman Doug Collins and I asked for 1-to-1 ratio. Our request was refused. And you think this is fair? One credentialed monitor for each 10 tables. What a joke. What a joke. They're just ripping off the country. Just disgusting. I mentioned earlier, this just in, breaking news, former Dominion project manager helped execute a $25 million contract with the state of Michigan while working as a Democrat mayor at the same time. You can't believe how bad it is. And the COVID police now want to take away Thanksgiving and Christmas. Haven't they taken enough from us already? The deeply oppressive lockdowns that were instituted early this year plunged us into the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And set the suicide rate skyrocketing. Once those lockdowns were lifted, the American people were greatly relieved. Now they're back for more. New lockdowns being instituted all over the country right now, and even our most cherished holidays are being targeted. Let me start by discussing an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper just conducted with Anthony Fauci. Most Americans had assumed once a vaccine was widely distributed, we wouldn't need masks or social distancing anymore. Well, according to Fauci, that's not the case at all. Jake Tapper said, once somebody's been immunized, once the process is complete, does that mean they can take off their mask, don't have to social distance, go about their lives as before? And Fauci said, I recommend that's not the case. I'd recommend you have an added area of protection. Obviously, with a 90% plus effective vaccine, you could feel much more confident, but I would recommend to people to not abandon all the public health measures just because you've been vaccinated. During that same interview, they were discussing a timeline for vaccine distribution, and Tapper blurted out, Christmas is probably not going to be possible. In other words, Americans should not expect to have a normal Christmas because we're expected to stay home, wear masks, and keep members of our extended family away. And same thing is obviously true for Thanksgiving. The head of the CDC is now saying, what we're seeing is an increasingly big threat, particularly with Thanksgiving coming up. We think it's important to stress the vigilance of mitigation steps in a household setting. They don't want you to have Thanksgiving or Christmas.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.